In Britain, anti-war protesters have taken to the streets of London to mark the 10th anniversary of the war in Afghanistan. They demand the speedy withdrawal of British troops from Afghanistan. Activists, artists and lawmakers are joining the protesters in their march on Downing Street. Occupy Wall Street protests that started in New York have gained momentum, spreading to around 850 cities across the U.S. The protesters blame the Wall Street and the corporate influence for social inequality and the worsening unemployment and poverty in the U.S. The U.S. president has attacked Republican lawmakers for disagreeing with his jobs bill ahead of a Senate vote. Barack Obama says those against it should prove they have a better plan to improve the economy. Part of the initiative will be paid for by raising taxes on the wealthiest Americans. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has met IMF Chief Christine Lagarde for talks on the EU debt crisis. The meeting comes a day before Sarkozy's visit to Berlin to meet German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The agenda of their meeting will be topped by how to pump money into Europe's ailing banking system. Tens of thousands of Italian workers have taken to the streets of Rome and Milan to protest against the government's harsh austerity measures. Trade union representatives have warned that the spending cuts could axe 300,000 jobs. Last month, Rome passed a 60 billion euro austerity package to balance the country's budget by 2013. Bahrain's political party Wa'ad has gone on a hunger strike in solidarity with detained political activists and opposition leaders. The detainees have been on a hunger strike for 10 days. The strike started in protest at 15-year sentences handed out to dozens of women arrested last month. Yemen's embattled ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh has told parliamentary officials that he is ready to step down in the coming days. Saleh has backed out from a Persian Gulf Cooperation Council initiative three times over the past months. It would give him a safe exit from power. And thousands of Syrians have mourned the death of a prominent Kurdish figure. Syrian media say Imash al-Tamo was gunned down by unknown assailants on Friday. The attack took place in the northeastern city of Qamishli. Tamo was a member of the newly formed Syrian National Council.